Here's a sample graph depicting data from the operant discrimination training. The x-axis displays the sessions, and the y-axis displays the responses per minute. During the initial test phase, tokens were delivered contingent on the target response, yet response rate remained low, suggesting that the tokens did not function as a reinforcer. During discrimination training, initially responding was occurring both when the SD token was present and absent, but through exposure to the contingencies, eventually responding occurred primarily when the SD was present. For this hypothetical data set, the mastery criterion was 3 consecutive sessions, with 1 or less responding during the SD absent intervals. This criterion was met at session 16. Then series of test sessions were completed, where once again tokens were provided for the target response and response rate was high. This suggests that the tokens had acquired reinforcing properties. You should note that for this hypothetical data set, fading of the token production and token exchange schedule was not included.